just a little while. In the meantime, out in Lyons, village police arrested a guy named John Mutari. And Mutari is 53 years old and looks like a college professor. And I'm reading the thing and I start laughing. Guy got picked up for graffiti, like multiple offense. He's writing on the side of a courthouse in chalk. I go, chalk? You take the rain washes that away. You don't even have to do anything. How's that graffiti? So I talked to Mutari, and he says there's more to his story. So I look him up, and here's one of the things that I read about John Mutari. John Mutari has been on a hunger strike after being jailed without a jury trial. He has a PhD in aeronautics.
Wow.
I was right.
Wow.
Mutari lost his job and took a lower-paying job at an ISP. Not sure what that is. Unable to pay the extremely high child support payment, he asked the courts to readjust his payment.
Sure.
The court denied him. The judge offered him probation or 6 months in jail.
They have to lower it. They have to go by your wage, by how much money you make.
Well, Mutari chose jail time with protest. Mutari stated even terrorists get trial by jury. He is finally on a feeding tube forced down his nose after losing 28 pounds.
What?
Holy crap.
In a Wayne County jail?
Yeah, I don't know. We're about to find out, Eddie. I'll call him. Now, yeah, Eddie, you've had to pay child support, correct?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Did you ever get taken to court?
Yeah.
To make payment? Were you ever like a deadbeat guy?
No. They go by what? Your income. They go by what you make, and they take a certain percentage. And that's it. You
know, let's see what Mutari has to say and what happened with his kids.
Hello, this is John.
Hey, John, it's Bill from WCMF in the break room. We're on the air.
Oh, yeah, Bill. Nice to talk to you. I've been listening to you this morning.
I apologize that we've been running a little late here. So I know I said I'd call you at 9.
Oh, that's no problem. All right. No problem.
But, John, I just read a piece where it said that you went on a hunger strike while in jail to the point where they needed to insert a feeding tube down your stomach.
Yeah, right, Bill. That happened years ago. Whole thing circles around family rights. I mean, that's my
issue. Well, what do you mean by family rights? It sounds like you're a divorced guy, correct?
That's right.
And your wife got custody of the kids.
Yep, that's right.
You asked me to Google your name, and one of the things I saw was, did your wife move to the West Coast?
Yes. Well, I got permission. You know, I didn't have a lot of money. I ended up with an assigned counsel and tried to fight it in court. Didn't have any luck, and they were on the other side of the country.
Okay, so what is the issue, then, when you say family rights, and why are you being arrested for graffiti for writing in chalk on the side of a building in Wayne County? And if you've been in jail multiple times, you just said this whole hunger strike thing was years ago, why do you keep doing it?
Well, Bill, I mean, to keep it brief, the issue is rights, and I've heard you guys talking about gay rights right earlier this morning,
and
when we recognize rights in our society, we make it better, right?
Right.
But sometimes it takes time, and sometimes there's inertia there. And so what I was writing on the courthouse wall was very simple. It was Mr. Oaks helped family rights, and Bob Oaks is our local assemblyman out here in Wayne County. And he's a great guy, nice guy, all right?
And so you're writing that in chalk.
I was writing it in chalk to try to bring some emphasis to it, because I have talked to him about simply introducing a bill in the assembly that simply says when a child is born, both biological parents have a right to know.
Oh, so did okay. So you're saying, like, let's say a teenage girl gets pregnant and she breaks up with the boyfriend, thinks she's pregnant, never tells him. He goes off, lives his life, and then 20 years later may find out, hey, remember that girl that you had that quickie with? She had a child as a result of that, and this is, I'm your son?
And I'm your son. Well, that's one of the stories, Bill.
Why do you think that... people want to know? Why do you think they should be able to know, and why are they not allowed to now?
Well, Bill, I think it's something we never had to worry about before, right, the way society was. You know, we were close-knit. You sort of most of the time knew these things. But nowadays, it almost seems optional.
Yeah.
Right? And the idea is, hey, I was raised here in Lyons. I love my father and my mother dearly, right?
Right.
You've talked about your children and how much you love them, and I can't imagine anything worse than having a child out there and you don't even know.
Yeah. Some people may not feel the same way, though.
Well, no, again, with any right, you don't have to exercise.
That's true. That's
right.
True.
You've got a right to free speech.
You
want to keep your mouth shut?
Speak up, my brother. That's it.
Right? But right now, they don't even recognize it. And I'm surprised, Bill, the political opposition to this. Right? The people feel like, oh, no, we don't.
Privacy, HIPAA laws, women not wanting to know.
But you know, you got two people there.
Okay.
Right, and nowadays, even you I've heard some stories. Now, usually you think about the guy, correct?
Yeah.
But I've heard some story about some OBGYN guy somewhere, right? He was examining female patients. He was pulling eggs out to try to impregnate his wife.
Without telling these women?
Without telling them, right? Well, I don't have to tell them. It's just a little egg.
Wow.
That's a creep.
But you know, but with technology, you get it? That kind of stuff can go on now.
Right, sure.
Right?
Right. Well, why are you a champion of this, and what's your story? How come you're doing this? How come you protested the point of emaciating yourself in jail?
Well, Bill, for me, it's human dignity. I don't have a PhD. I got a master's degree, but I'm an Air Force Academy graduate, right?
Okay.
Right out there in
beautiful Colorado.
Colorado, yeah.
Very
nice. It was a great thing for me, but all I ever wanted to do was raise a family. Most important thing, right? I mean, your family is your life.
Okay.
And I went through a divorce. Nothing unusual, Bill, really. Nothing at all. No abuse, nothing like that. But when I went through it, I couldn't believe how easy it was for the judges to write me out of my life as one parent. It usually happens to guys, but it also happens to women, right? I mean, I'm a coordinator for a group. A lot of the members are mothers, right?
Yeah.
And one of you's going to get written out. Right, and when that happened to me, it was the most gut-wrenching experience.
So you got written out by how? I don't understand. Meaning
well,
that you no
yeah,
longer.
Yeah, it was. At first, it was. You'll see him every other weekend.
Right.
Right, and we were very attached. I'm an Italian. Right.
Okay.
My former wife wasn't quite as outgoing and affectionate as I am, so my son was very attached to me. Right.
Uh-huh.
So it was every other weekend, and then I really didn't like that because he was so attached to me. And she found a graduate program, okay?
Yeah.
With an excuse to go to college that was only offered west of the Mississippi River.
Ah, so she moved.
And that was the reason. Get it? I got to go to school. There's plenty of colleges around here, but I got to go west of the Mississippi.
And she wouldn't let you keep custody of the kids?
No, I had the house. I had family here, right?
Yeah.
And they lived out there. They moved to off campus housing, student housing.
Ugh,
right?
Did she need your permission to leave state?
Well, no. This all went through court. This did all go through court, right? You see what I mean? I did. You know, I'm a logical guy. I'm a rational man. I tried to go through the court system, and it
so
just
you tried to fight this in court and lost.
Oh yeah,
and
I definitely.
Lost.
I wouldn't. You know, I wouldn't do the things I do. In other words, when a guy like me resorts to writing with chalk or going on a non-cooperation strike in a jail, you got to either think, hey, the guy's either nuts, right, or what the heck happened here,
yeah,
or what the heck happened to this person that what have we done to him, right?
So now when your kids are gone, what do you get, like 2 weeks a year?
Well, no, Bill, I'm very, very fortunate. He's 16 years old, right?
Yeah.
And the one thing the judge did, he gave me a week for like the holidays, spring break and Christmas. But he gave me a solid 6 weeks in the summer.
Okay.
To get it. So he's here. So we have a wonderful relationship now. He's a junior in high school.
Right.
It's great. But I'll tell you one thing that was funny. They gave me visitation. Are you ready for this? One weekend a month out west.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I exercise.
Aye.
Right? But you know how many? It's $1,000.
To get out there.
Sure.
To get out there. And
that's
they
right.
would set my support levels. And
so
this is the
so
other
what do
thing.
You want the court to do then? You want the court to give you equal... I mean, here's the problem as I see it. Most of the time, if they award custody to the wife or to the mother and she moves, well, that's the way it went. You guys got divorced, and so that's where custody goes, and you get them when you get them. And it sounds like they tried to work out the best deal possible. I'm not following your stuff. Are you not paying enough child support? You're not... I guess I'm not. I'm missing something.
Well, I got bounced out because, and again, now and then the support stuff, and you probably can have people are going to call you about what goes on with those support proceedings.
Well, Eddie was telling us some stuff because he's been divorced.
Yeah, my level got set at twice of what I was making.
What?
How is that possible?
Well, here's how it's possible, because I was making good money, right?
Yeah.
You know, I'm an engineer, and I realized. I had reached sort of as far as I was going to go in working for some companies, All right, because I didn't quite like the corporate environment,
right.
Some of the corporate
aspects. So you decided to leave and get another job.
So I decided to leave and start my own business, which I was fully capable of doing. And that happened before the divorce ever started.
Right?
And also, I wanted to have time for my family because
right.
my parents were getting elderly. You know, you got a lot of family obligations, right?
Yep.
And I did that. And that was in good faith. Never questioned that this man changed his career because he wants to do stuff for family.
Right.
But the dang judge... I remember reading his order. He goes, but Mr. Matari's time would be better spent working at a regular old factory, you know what I mean? A big company job.
Yeah. Instead of doing your own.
Did it show that you made money, broke even, or what was the story there?
Well, what happened is my income was about half of what I would have made working for a big defense contractor.
Sure, sure. But it was I'm under the impression, and I believe it's true. I know it's true. They have to go by guidelines. They have to.
What happens is they do. They go like the 16% guideline. But the thing is, what they did to me, they can impute income to you.
Wow.
In other words, what they did for me is they said, yeah, John, we know you're only making, you know, so much a year, maybe 15, 20, 20,000 a year.
Sure.
But we're going to put your support level based on 40,000.
Oh, I see.
Well, and that instantly destroys you.
Well, you got to start working harder. Get that money up there. Come on, Matari.
I work hard, right? I'm a smart guy.
Right.
I work as hard as I can, but I also leave time for my son.
So,
right?
But you've been paying fines. It cost you $1,000 to get out of jail for writing on the damn courthouse in chalk.
No, I didn't pay anything. They threw me out.
Oh, all right. Well, listen, where do people go who want to support you? You got a website?
Well, if they do, I'll give them one website to go to, akidsright.org.
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 Okay.
And I'm looking for people to even silently picket with me outside the courthouse and to call Assemblyman Oaks and say, hey, is this, what about parents' rights?
Okay.
Where's the wall between government and family?
Okay.
Right?
Yep. AKidsRight.org and go in there and...
AKidsRight.org. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, I hope it works for you. I guess my thing is a lot of times these things decided by court, I know it sucks. It's part of divorce. It's part of family. It's terrible that, you know, your wife decided or your ex-wife decided to move and you didn't or couldn't, and it becomes that. I don't know, I guess, who's in the wrong there, you know?
Well, I couldn't move. I mean, I guess,
right.
So, but like one last thing. I had two elderly parents, both
yeah,
of them.
Yeah, no, hey,
eight.
I get it, bro.
Right, you understand. Thank
yeah, you I get it. But and it sounds like you got the best deal possible for your situation, but you're trying to...
Well, the move...
in
again,
case you got screwed. I mean, in terms of visitation, is what I'm
saying.
Yeah,
you shouldn't be allowed to move away.
Right.
Right. When you marry someone, we've got to begin to recognize when you have a child with somebody that you're going to be around with that person.
Right.
So
sure.
I guess it's not... it's not disposable.
All right. I appreciate it. There's a guy on the phone, Michael, who's been following you, John. Go ahead, Michael.
Oh. Yeah, I've been following John. I'm Michael. I'm out of Alabama, and we have this exact same situation.
How the hell are you listening to it? Oh.
On your web link. John let us know that he was going to be on.
Oh.
And,
look at this.
So we're
how are things in Bama today?
Yeah, well, they're okay. Rainy.
Rainy, but, sad day, Bobby Bowden. Yeah.
But I am on the advisory office of the course committees on child support. I'm on the committee on access and visitation.
Yeah.
I'm also on the Alabama Family Law Task Force.
Uh-huh.
And what we have, in my opinion, I'm not a lawyer, don't want to be a lawyer, but we've had to get involved in these issues because of all the things that John has stated. I don't know if John went into it on Title 4D.
Well, here's the thing, Michael. It gets too technical, I think, for radio, because not most people are in that situation. You're talking about a minority people. And I think that if people go to akidsright.org, they're going to find out the information. And I think putting it out there and letting people know that there are people in similar situations. We just heard John's story. We heard all about, you know, what he's going through and why he's fighting so hard. He told us the website. I think that's pretty much all we can do without... You know, getting too far into stuff.
Right, I understand that. I understand that. But some of the things, what had made me call was that you were surprised at some of these things, at least by the inflection in your voice I was hearing on the
internet. Well, I was surprised by some of it. I mean, I was surprised by the fact that actually she could move and that they could kind of screw you on the salary thing. But
right, yeah, it's very biased. And the judges, at least in Alabama, you know, they can do whatever
they're
they want.
They're in the South, Michael.
Laws.
What did you expect, Michael?
There are laws and procedures,
right.
But they don't follow it because they're judges. they have discretion.
Yes.
And it's a very, you know, it's a very biased,
they
you know, because it's all about the
law.
Money. It's all about how they get their money
right.
from the Title 4D, from the feds.
Exactly.
But we can go, we can go into a whole bunch.
Well,
go to John's website.
At kidsright.org. Michael, I appreciate you listening. I hope you'll check us out again someday Bama.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, sir. Michael, I wish you, Mr. Matari, I wish you a lot of luck there, John.
Hey, Bill, thank you. Thank you really very much. I appreciate that.
Right.
And I think you'll get some calls on it. I think you may find it more frequent than you think, maybe.
Okay. Well, hopefully we help some people out if you find yourself in a situation where you need some help. At kidsright.org and John Matari, an interesting story. Thank you, John.
Thank you, Bill. Have a nice day.
Bye-bye. Whew. We will take a break. Man, I was going to get into other 315 news.
Save it.